after Paroi returns Sarah, he asks Avraham Avinu, he says, why'd you tell me that she was your sister? Why'd you mislead me? And Avraham Avinu doesn't respond anything to that. Avraham Avinu just kind of stays quiet. Yet when Avimelech asks him the same question later on, he tells him, because I saw that in your town there's no Yerushalayim and I was afraid. He responds to the question. For some reason, when it comes to Paroi, he doesn't respond. What's the difference? So Moshe Feinstein writes, he says, if you look at Rashi, Rashi explains that if you notice, there's a difference. When he leaves Paroi, Paroi sends him out of the land. Paroi gives him a royal escort and he sends him out of Egypt. Whereas in Avimelech, Avram stays in Eretz Plishtim for a while after. So Rashi explains because the difference is that Paroi knew that he can't trust his people. The land was corrupt and someone else would go and try to steal Sarah from Avram. So Paroi said, just go out. Let's keep this simple. Leave Mitzrayim. Whereas Avimelech, his country was more just, it was more normal, and therefore he felt he could trust his people and Avraham Avinu could stay there. So with Avimelech, there was someone to talk to. There was someone home. So therefore, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, Avraham Avinu answered him and he explained to him and he gave him Musar because there was someone there to talk to. So when he asked the question, why'd you tell me she's your sister? He actually wanted to know the answer. He was looking to be somebody. There was something there to work with. With Paroi, Avram saw right away that there's no one home. The country was so corrupt, no one there cared. So he was just asking as a way of complaining. He didn't really want to know the answer. So therefore, says Ramesha, Avram didn't answer. There's sometimes with some people you respond and you explain, and with some people you just nod and smile. And that's it. And that's why Avram Avinu didn't answer Paroi.